Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight is a night of blessings for each and every one of us tonight.
tonight we're going to share the word. It's just about 3 minutes here. We're going to share the word, the believer's authority. So stay with us. Invite a friend to call in to listen tonight. God bless you tonight. Let us go into a song of worship and praise, and we'll be right back to share the word. God bless you.
I bow before you, Lord, and I worship at your throne. I will lift my voice and sing, for you.
Amen. Jesus is all I want. He's all I need. God bless you tonight. Well, we're going to start the word tonight. Tonight's word is called the believer's authority. So before we start up, let's open up the word with a prayer tonight. Father God, we thank you for your word. We thank you for all your blessings, Father God. We know that your word is alive, that it's active and sharper than any two-edged sword. Father God, tonight, open up our spiritual understanding, Father God, our spiritual eyes, ears, hearts, minds, souls, and spirits to receive your word tonight, Father God. And Father God, tonight, Father God, we thank you for your understanding. We thank you for your wisdom. We ask by the power of the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus, and we thank you ahead of time and give you praise, honor, and glory in Jesus' name. And we say amen, amen. Well, God bless you all tonight. Tonight we're going to talk about the believer's authority tonight. And tonight we're going to talk about the believer's authority. We're going to read out of Matthew chapter 10. Verses 19 and 20. It says, "Behold, I give you authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice in this, that the spirits are subject, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven." Amen. Tonight we're going to look at, we're going to talk about some, first of all, we live in a time today where the world and the enemy, who is Satan, is trying to deceive the church today, the believers, into thinking that we're powerless over circumstances, situations, over sicknesses, disease, over our finances, and we just have to live life the way it is now. I don't know for most of you out there. I know that every day is a struggle out there to pay the bills. We live in a time where the economy is not the greatest here in the United States. I know it's like that around the world today. And we have to go out there and pay our bills. We have to do what we have to do. We hear of things, sicknesses, people who are sick, disease. And we've been praying for brothers and sisters out there. Those, a lot of us have fallen away from the faith. Some of us have fallen into false teachings out there. Some of us reverted back to our old ways. And some of us have gone into, like you said, a false teaching where God just doesn't do what he used to do. He's not the healing business. The gifts don't exist today. That's what some believers are trying to sell out there. But I know that God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Praise his name. And that's a lie of the devil. You see, in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12, the Word of God tells us this: we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. See, our fight, our struggle up there is not a flesh and blood thing. As much as the world wants us to think it's just a coincidence, it's just the way of the world, it's just the disease going around, it's just a virus, it's just the economy. It's a spiritual thing. People being very sarcastic out there, doing wicked things today, as we see, there's men marrying men, women marrying women out there, and it's just not the world that God created. It's the world that Satan is the prince of. But glory to God, Jesus is the King of Kings. The Bible tells us that. And we have to understand who we are. God has given us to man today an inherited power, the reality. When we line up with what we believe with the Word of God, we discern the spiritual warfare around us and align ourselves with God's side. You see, we need to align ourselves on God's side. The book of Matthew, chapter 18, verses 19 and 20, we're going to read along here. It's going to take me a minute because I'm using my Bible here. And as great as technology is, I love to open up my Bible and read out of it as much as possible. And we're going to go again to Matthew chapter 18, verses 19 and 20. So read along with me if you have your Bible tonight, or you might have your app open tonight. We'll read these verses here. We'll have plenty of time for prayer and calling tonight. So God bless everyone tonight. And Matthew chapter 18, verses 19 and 20. Again, I say to you that if two of you agree on earth concerning anything that you ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. For where there are two or three are gathered in my name, I am in the midst of them. You see, there's a powerful thing when we're in agreement with God. Out there, it's a powerful thing to be in agreement. God wants us to pray together. He wants us to gather together as the church, the body of Christ, and as believers. And it doesn't necessarily mean in the church building. We could do it at home. We could do it in the car. We could call a brother, a believer, a sister who's a believer out there and pray with one another. It says, whatever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever we loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. We have this authority given to us by the head of the church, who is Christ. And the devil wants to deceive us and make us think that we are powerless, that we can do nothing to change our circumstances, to receive a healing, or to have our finances blessed, to turn things around in our life, that we just have to accept it the way it is. We don't have to accept pure lie of the devil. You see, he wants us to struggle. He wants us to turn against God. And that's his whole purpose, for us to fall away from God, the true and living God. And we need to turn it around on him. And we need to no longer take it from him. If we allow Satan to lie to us and lie, well, we become what? An unbeliever. Because we're not praying anymore, we're not believing anymore, we're not reading, we're not going to church fellowship. And we need to stay in God's word. We need to stay in God's presence. There is power when we're together and we line up our life with the word of God. That's why we're called what? Believers. And that's why God has given us authority. In the Old Testament, they were called children of Israel, the Israelites. Today, we're called the children of God. We're adopted into the family of God for a purpose. Not only our salvation, as great as that is, and that's Paul himself says, his grace is sufficient for us. But see, God is a loving God. God doesn't think like man. He also has given us power on this earth to do his work, to destroy the works of the enemy. And that's our purpose here on earth, to spread the good news, to lay hands upon the sick. And, you know, I want to share this with the believers out there. I'm going to read this, Mark, the 16th chapter. To show what kind of authority we have. You know, our churches today, a lot of them are not even preaching this anymore. I've been a believer for 37 years, hear this quite as often as we should. Jesus said in Mark 16, chapter 15, verse, he says, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved. But he who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will follow those who believe in my name. They will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents. anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. Praise God. Tonight, I want those words to sink into our spirits, our hearts, to realize who we are. He's given us the authority, the power to lay hands upon the sick, to cast out demons, to receive the gift of new tongues, the gifts of the Holy Spirit, which we believe in, all nine of them. And we need to look at what God is telling us here. First of all, I'd like to say, too, there's a lot of believers here who do not believe in baptism. Some of us have been Christians for 5, 10 years and are not water baptized. It's a commandment of God. It's not an option. It's not an option. It's a commandment of God that we be baptized. There was nobody in the Bible that we defied things or they were baptized like immediately after they received Christ. So do it as soon as possible out there. And so to get back to the word, the authority of the believers, there's a way to combat what Satan is trying to do. You see, he's trying to compromise the church today. Satan is trying to compromise the church today and be passive and say, well, we are what we are. We don't have a say-so. We don't have to be in agreement, but we do. When we're in agreement, there's power. And God's plan for a holy, undivided, powerful church that he is calling us to establish his kingdom here on earth. There's also talks about taking down the strongholds. You know what it says about the angels and demons. I'll have you read. And I won't read it tonight, but Revelations 7 and 8, notice the phrase, there was no room found for them any longer. The war against principalities involved this displacement. Christ is filling the territories once held by Satan. You see, he's taken down the strongholds. There's a secret weapon. I like to listen to this. There's a secret weapon against the enemy. That secret weapon is for us as believers is to believe the word of God. I want to say it again. Our secret weapon against the enemy is for us to believe the word of God. Not only just quote it, not only just listen to it, but to believe it. We have to take it inside. We have to, the word of God, we have to just absorb it and believe it. We got to see, if my father said it, then I believe it. That settles it. We need to believe what we preach tonight. Given us his word, which is truth, to unmask the liar. The scriptures call Satan the father of all lies. Don't let him lie to you any longer tonight. The weapon that God has given us to combat the enemy is the word of God. It is the sword of the Spirit. Ephesians 6:17. John 6:63 says that his words are spirit and they are life. They are life. His words are spirit. They are life. Our warfare includes the pulling down of strongholds. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4. So tonight, the battle against Satan is the word of God. We must stand on the word. We must believe it. We must proclaim it. We must live it. We do have authority over our circumstances. We do have authority over the enemy tonight. I'd like to pray tonight. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, we thank you for your word because we know your word is true. We know your word is powerful. We know your word is sharper than any two-edged sword. Tonight, Father God, let us stand on your word. Let us be believers and not non-believers tonight. Let us tonight take forth your word to the lost, the sick, the backsliders, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Tonight, Father God, touch your people, those that are listening by radio tonight, Father God. Tonight, Father God, draw them closer to you. Tonight, if there's somebody out there who's never received you as Lord and Savior, we ask for the Holy Spirit right now to do his work. Touch their heart, Lord. Show them that they need a Savior, that there's no other way to the Father except through Jesus Christ. Father God, tonight, if someone is sick, Lord, heal them, Father God, in Jesus' name. If someone is, Father God, in their heart, sad tonight, Father God, by their circumstances, Father God, in the name of Jesus, turn that oppression, that depression, into faith tonight, and joy, Father God, unspeakable, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Turn the ties to people's life tonight, Father God. Father God, those that are struggling with fear tonight, touch their heart tonight, in Jesus' name. Father God, we rebuke that spirit of fear. Give them a spirit of love tonight, Father God, and a sound mind. Peace, Father God, in Jesus' name. And Father God, tonight, Father God, we ask tonight for deliverance, Father God, to those who need deliverance, those who need to be set free, Father God, the heroin addicts, the opiate addicts, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, those who have a drinking problem tonight, Father God, those that are hooked to Xanax, Father God, deliver them, set them free, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Father God, tonight, Father God, have your way in our life, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Tonight, Father God, we ask that you touch, Father God, Shirley, Stevie, Father God, in Jesus' name, Father God, that you heal them, Father God, in Jesus' name, Father God. Father God, tonight, give Shirley strength, Father God, in Jesus' name, Father God. Father God, we ask for this infection to come out of our brother Stevie tonight, Father God. Father God, heal his lungs, Father God, his liver, this infection. We rebuke it, we bind it, we cast it out. In the name of Jesus, put your peace upon him tonight. We know that you're the healer, that you're in control, in Jesus' name. And we say amen and amen. Tonight, if you have a prayer request, you can call in. Area code 917-889-7893. 917-889-7893. If you're listening tonight by Facebook, you can call in tonight. Those who can't call, if you're in a different country tonight, you can write to us by email. That's gypsyradio1@yahoo.com. gypsyradio1@yahoo.com. As you're calling listener tonight, you could hit 1 on your keypad. We'll call you up for a prayer request tonight. If you have a testimony tonight, God bless you tonight. You know, the lines are open. I like to share tonight, if there's anyone listening who's never received Jesus as their Lord and Savior, you can tonight. We ask tonight that the Holy Spirit touches your heart tonight. If you need a Savior, there's only one way, the Bible tells us. The Bible says that if we confess with our mouth and believe in our heart that Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior, that we shall be saved. He says, with the mouth man confesses salvation, with the heart man believes the salvation. You cannot receive salvation from any other. Jesus is the one who died for you 2016 years ago on the cross. He shed his blood that you might have eternal life. If you want to receive him, say this prayer. Father God, I ask tonight that you forgive me of all of my sins, that you wash me in your precious blood, Lord Jesus. I make a confession of faith that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And I call him my Savior. I make him my Lord, my Master, my Redeemer. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Save my soul. fill me with your Holy Spirit tonight. I thank you that I am born again. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. If you said that prayer and you believe that you're born again tonight, God bless you as well. The family of God's name. If you feel that you're lost out there, if you were once a believer, you're not living for God, you feel that you're far from God's name, you come back home today. Say this prayer. Father God, forgive me. I come back home to you, Father God. Restore me. Refill me. Regenerate me one more time with your Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless you today. Well, welcome back, believer. Praise the Lord's name. Again, if there's any prayer requests, you can call in tonight. Area code 917-889-7893. 917-889-7893. I'd like to lift up to you tonight. I'm going to ask the listeners tonight for a good report coming up on the 13th for my grandson, Kevin. I ask you for your prayers tonight in Jesus' name. Pray for Kevin for a good report. I'd also like to pray tonight that you would pray for Sophia, our sister Sophia, for financial blessings tonight, that the Lord please guide her, continue the work that he's doing in her life tonight. And again, I want to thank you for listening to us tonight. I know that a lot of you are listening by Facebook. Then drop us a line on Facebook. Let us know that you're listening out there. Let's see, this is our first week back on Friday nights, and it's good to be back. I know we're a little rusty tonight, but it's good to be back after not being on the air for a few months. But we're back tonight. We're going to be back every Friday night at 11 p.m. East Coast time, 10 p.m. Central, and 8 p.m. on the West Coast. So we're going to cut the program a little bit short tonight. We want to say thank yous. God bless yous. Invite some friends, family members to listen to the program. We want to say we love yous. God bless yous. From Just Yous for Jesus Radio, good night.